This is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, serving Boston and all the world, WMFO.org. I am Ryan D. It is Friday, November 15th. I made it to the end of another week, another insane week. Hope you're all doing well. Thanks for being out there wherever you are, whenever you are listening. It means the world to me that you support this show and this station I love dearly. Big thanks to Zoe. Another great show, Singing for the Teenagers. Great show, California on my mind. And I woke up listening to that show. Good stuff. Y'all hanging in there? Doing your best? That's all I can ask for. Got each other? I'm here to play some music for you. Let's talk about this show. 30 years ago, my favorite band made its live debut, so I'm going to kick off the show celebrating them, because I don't know where I'd be without them. I'm going to listen to some albums that were released in 1989, got some bands and musicians in the Boston area set, going to shine the spotlight on Elephant 6 Recording Company. Going to play some bands and musicians who are nominated for the Boston Music Awards taking place next month. And some hot takes. My goodness. It's jam-packed. Hope you're ready. I certainly am. Why don't you grab your beverage of choice? Tell your friends. Call your parents. Gather on the speakers and turn them up. Let's have some fun for 2 hours. I sure need it. So let's get it going. So that band I'm talking about, in case you didn't know, is Wilco. They made their live debut as a band November 17th, 1994 in St. Louis, which would be 30 years ago this coming Sunday. So let's play some Wilco. I'm always down for that. Music Savage Show starts right now.
You know just getting dressed. Place is a mess. I was hoping you'd forget. I can feel you in my chest. I can feel you in my chest. Oh yes, oh yes, death never rests. I can see you've done your best. Problem is just this, it's too late for regrets. I am here to collect. Takes a lifetime to find a life like the life you had in mind. Takes a lifetime to find a life like the life you had in mind. Now you're mine. Oh, death, I confess I should have known what to expect. You're so hard to accept. Last time I checked, I was neck and neck, as healthy as the next. Oh yes, you were blessed, blessed in the past tense. But it's too late now to make it make sense. It's too late to pretend this day won't.
I can't be
so far away from my wasteland. I'll never know when I'm my ambulance, a horse of horns with my own hands. Almost.
band so much. The room was shaking. That's how loud I had that. A band that can just go from like orchestral noise, electronic rock and roll, and float to country music, and then it's into some like pop and rock, and just mix all these different genres. No one does it better. And Art of Almost is one of the greatest songs live. Man, that made me happy. That was a little Wilco set celebrating the 30th anniversary of the band's live debut. They made their live debut together as a band November 17th, 1994 in St. Louis. And I love them. Been a fan for ever. And you heard Wilco, The Art of Almost, and that is off of their 8th studio album, The Whole Love. That was released September 2011 on their label, DBPM Records. A Lifetime Defined, one of my new favorites. It's just great song lyrics, and that are just stellar. It's off of their 12th studio album. It's a double album. It's called Cruel Country. It was released May of 2022. And of course, on their label, DBPM Records, and kicking off the set with some live Wilco, the I'm the Man Who Loves You, off their album Kicking Television, live in Chicago. It was released November 2005. That was on Nonesuch Records. And of course, I'm the Man Who Loves You is a song from their 2002 album, Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. Hope there's some more Wilco, live Wilco in my life coming up soon. That's what I'm hoping for. All right, I enjoyed that set. Let's get back into it. We're going to go back to 1989, and primarily because this band, another band I love dearly, just announced that they are celebrating the 35th anniversary of this album next year on tour, playing the album in full. I'm talking about The Wedding Present. Their album Bizarro was released October of 1989 on RCA Records, and they're going to be touring that next year here in North America. I'm going to play you a great one. It's the lead track off of Bizarro from Wedding Present. This one is Brass Neck, celebrating albums of 1989, the Music Savage Show.
It means I've got to grow up. It means you want to grow up. funky.
Tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait. Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on. I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to say.
You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend.
So I took Blah Blah's word for it. This time I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named Blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding. How it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called her room, a guy picked up and then I called again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. Surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day. I know she was there the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was a dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was, and I was on my way to see my baby doll, I was happy to say. I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event, so I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend.
Three, that's a magic number. The magic number. Three. Somewhere in this hip-hop soul community was born three, Mace Dove and me, and that's a magic number.
What does it all mean?
Difficult preaching is posthumous pleasure. Pleasure in preaching starts in the heart. Something that stimulates the music in a measure. Measure in the music breaks in three parts. Casually see but don't do like the soul, cause seeing and doing are actions for monkeys. Doing hip hop, hustle, no rock and roll, unless your name's Brewster, cause Brewster's a punky. Parents let go cause it's magic in the air. Criticizing rap shows you're out of order. Stop looking, listen to the phrase in Fred Astaire's, and don't get offended while Mace Do-Si-Do's your daughter. A dry camera roll system is now set. Fly around the store under Daisy Productions. It stands for the inner sound, y'all. And y'all can bet that the action's not a trick, but show me the function. Everybody wants to be a DJ, everybody wants to be an MC, but being speakers are the best, and you don't have to guess. De La Soul Posse consists of three, and that's the magic number. This here piece of the pie is not dessert, but the cost that we dine. And three out of every darn time, the effect is when a daisy grows in your mind. Showing true position, this here piece is kissing the part of the pie that's missing, where that negative number fills up the casualty. Maybe you can subtract it, you can call it your lucky partner, maybe you can call it your adjective. But odd as it may be, without my one and two, where would there be my three? Mace Posse me, and that's the magic number.
What does it all mean?
Focus is formed by flaunts of the soul. Souls who flaunt style gain praises by pounds. Common on speakers who honor the scroll. Scroll written daily creates a new sound. Listeners listen cause this here is wisdom. Wisdom of a speaker, a dove and a plug. Set aside a legal substance to feed them for now. Get them high off this dialect drug. Time is a factor so it's time to count. Count not the negative actions of one. Speakers of soul say it's time to shout. Three forms the soul to a positive sum. Dance to this fix and flex every muscle. Space can be filled if you ride like my lumber. Advance to the tune but don't do the hustle, shake, rattle, roll to my magic number.
Now you may try to subtract it, but it just won't go away. Three times one.
What is it?
One, two, three.
That's a magic number.
Yo, what's up?
One, two, three. Hey, children, what does it all mean?
One, two, three.
No more, no less. That's a magic number. No more, no less.
Celebrating the year. That was 1989, 35 years ago. What a time to be alive, especially with all of that music. De La Soul, the magic number, seventh single released off the trio's debut studio album. It's called 3 Feet High and Rising. It was released February of that year on Tommy Boy Records. Biz Markie, Just a Friend. Whenever I listen to that song near the end, he says, "Oh, snap!" I yelled it out really loud. Lead single from his sophomore album, The Biz Never Sleeps, released October of that year on Cold Chillin' Records. Beastie Boys with Hey Ladies. And that is, man, all the samples in that song and in that album. That album could never be made again. In fact, that tested the limits of legal situations with samples. And I don't think anyone could ever recreate that album. It's their latest lead single off of their sophomore album, Paul's Boutique, released July of that year. The Stone Roses, She Bangs the Drums, third single off of the Manchester band's self-titled debut album, released May of 89 on RCA Records. And kicking off that set with the band that made me want to do that in 1989, set The Wedding Present, Brass Neck, lead track off of the English band's sophomore album, Bizarro, released October of 1989. They recently announced a 35th anniversary tour of that album. They'll be playing the album in full. It kicks off May 16th in Austin, Texas. Hey, I used to live there. And stops in our area Saturday, May 24th, where I currently live, at the Sinclair in Cambridge. Excellent. So much good live music coming our way. Let's get back into it. Speaking of live music coming our way, this set is shining down, spotlight on bands and musicians that are in the area the next few days, including tonight, a show that I will be at with my dear friend Eric, and we're going to have a great time. It's Rat Boys. They're from Chicago. We got to see them recently, and now we're going to see them at Sinclair tonight. And here's something off of the Chicago band's fifth album, The Windows, released August of last year. It's Morning Zoo on the band's Musicians in Our Area set, Music Savage Show.
That I bite my nails when I walk in a room. I twist my rings around my fingers tight, I see a bruise. Sweating through my shirt for something I can't even lose. look at me. Truth's caught in my throat or something. I can't even speak. I talk about the weather or some abstract symphony. Courage has a padlock. I thought you had the key. I'll grow up sometime, finally speak my mind. I'll grow up sometime, finally speak my mind. I recall when I grabbed your sleeve one day when we walked in the mall. I told you how I felt and then you said nothing at all. You wonder why I'm quiet. Help me grow. I'm self-absorbed and confident. Stuck here in the snow. I'm in waist deep. The sunshine doesn't come round here no more. Pull me out and help me tell you things that I live for. I'll grow up sometime. Finally. I'll grow up sometime. Finally speak my mind.
Tacos of cheese and a large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
Wait, 10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Jeff Gorman from Illiterate Light, and you're listening to The Music Savage Show.
Take you.
such a good song. It's Eleanor Buchlin right there.